Now, this can see absolutely accurately 6 months ahead. And then we've got a 2 year to 2.5 year after that where it's about 50% right. But human beings are so unpredictable that what will happen is that the machine, its ability to see beyond that falls off. So there are three countries in the world that have a quantum computer, but the Americans have the most advanced or the most capable machine. And it's not run by the NSA, which I think is very interesting, although the NSA have a connection to it. So before we talk about, the other bits, these machines are the ones that are plotting the actions, and that is why Q, the Q movement, have been able to say things 2, 3, or 4 years ago, which are now coming to fruition, or at least aspects of it are now being proven. And if we don't accept that there is a gypsy with a crystal ball, somehow divining the future, not impossible, but if we assume that it's a back-engineered piece of tech that is capable of doing that, then the bad guys were always in a trap. From the very moment that President Trump came down that escalator, the bad guys were already in a trap. So I wanted just to say that about the computers. There's two other computers that are not mentioned in this, but are mentioned in the original briefing document, additional to the Kraken team using their own one. But the point is that there are so many options within the Constitution, within executive orders, that we shouldn't just see one aspect roll out. There may be four or five of these options all actioned at the same time, Kerry.
Sure.